Blog Talk Radio. agreement with the program on tonight. So as we are going into the service, everyone that's on Blog Talk, I'm asking them to mute their phones so that when the woman of God is speaking, we will not disturb her because of the background sound and because of what's going on. So I'm reading a text that I got. And it just made me smile. Just made me smile for the text that I received that my nephew gave us to the family. He just blessed me on today right now. And I want you all to get your Bibles, pencils, pads, and little notebooks or whatever you have to get to follow along with us on tonight. If you need to take notes, please do. At the end of the service, when the woman of God is finished speaking, we will open the lines up for those that want to have a word or give a comment or even ask a prayer. For those that's on Facebook, if she's doing Facebook Live tonight, you can tune in and type in your comments and or your remarks. If she's not even tuned in on my page, I will allow you to speak with the woman of God because I would tell her what you are saying. So if you all hold on 1 second, please. My phone is beeping. I don't know what's going on with it. Yes. My phone was beeping, and I needed to change phones. So if you all would just stay with me, I'm going back to the Facebook Live because I don't know why my battery wound down so fast on my phone that I use for Blog Talk. The battery went down, so I had to hurry up and change when I just had a full battery. But anyway, let's check to see if Dr. Wright is on the phone. Dr. Wright, are you on the phone? Okay. I guess she's not on the line yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a quick moment of prayer. Father God, we come before you right now, Lord, asking you to have your way on tonight. Asking you, oh Lord, to give us ears to hear and a heart to receive and a mind to meditate on your word. God, we come before you acknowledging you as our Lord and Savior, acknowledging you as the only begotten Son of our Father God in heaven, and acknowledging you as just who you are. You are He who said you came to give us life and that more abundantly. Yes, you came to take the sins of the world away to give us the opportunity to be received back to the Father, that we will have a choice to choose heaven or hell. And Lord God, we choose you. That's why we're so glad we have a chance to come before you and say, Father God, forgive me of every sin that I have committed, commission, sins of omission. God, forgive me of things that you told me to do and I tried to do it another way, kind of a way, or maybe didn't even think about doing it the way you said. I didn't do what you told me to do. Forgive me, oh Lord. God, we thank you for another opportunity to get in your face and say, Father, I thank you for another chance. I thank you for the opportunity to get it right. We want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we just want to know that we can join together. He said, well, one or two touch and agree, he will be in the midst. One could put 1,000, two, 10,000. We want to join together and say, God, have your way on tonight. God, help us with our unbelief. God, don't let our faith sell us now. Don't let us give up and give in when we know that you are the one and only way. You are the truth and the light. God, we thank you for your way. We thank you for your will. We thank you for your word. God, we thank you. Let your will be done. Let us hear what you have to say to us tonight through the woman of God. And just let your word be buried in our heart, that when it's needed, we can bring it up and apply it to the situation. If you didn't say it, God, don't let us say it. If you hate it, God, let us hate it. Let us take on your love and kindness. Let us take on your spirit, oh God. God, come into our lives that we may be used by you 100% and wholeheartedly. We trust your word. We trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. Dr. Wright, are you on the line? Okay. Dr. Wright is still not on the line yet. I'm going to see if she spaces with me. And I'm just trying to see if she's on the line. So when I think about how good God has been to me, when I think about how good God has been to my family, when I think about how good God has been to this world, I think about how we take for granted that God is who he said he is. How we take for granted that people try to persuade us that he is not. The word of God says he is. We take for granted that we have a choice and a chance to have a relationship with God. We take for granted to teach our children about God. We take for granted to be a witness to someone about God. We take for granted to be a testimony. We take for granted the opportunity to tell somebody that don't know about the Lord. Take for granted that when we say, Lord, have mercy on me, that we're under his grace and his mercies are new every morning. We take for granted. See, it's going to come a time where you're going to call on the name of Jesus. But because you took for granted and you didn't take the opportunity to get it right with him, when you call on him, you're going to call on with doubt. Because God placed in my heart today to share with people that sometimes we get diagnosed with certain illness or certain things happens to us. And we say, Lord, I know you can do it. I know you can do it. But you know what? What about if God don't do it? Because what I realize is if God didn't answer some of our prayers, which we know in life, some things we've asked him for, or some people we asked him to put in our life or keep in our life, he did not grant us that. And what happened is that we found out later it blessed us. But during the time we was asking for it, guess what we were doing? We were setting up a relationship with God where we knew we could talk to him. We knew we can ask him. We knew we can listen for a response for him. So what if he leaves you at that place? What if? Because that may be the only time or the only way he can get you to talk with him, to listen with him, to spend time with him, to desire him. What if? I'm just saying, what if? That's why I'm like, Lord, whatever happens in my life from this point, I will put my request unto you, but I'm saying, Lord, I have to accept what you allow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dr. Wright, are you on the phone so that we could get let you minister to us on tonight? If not, I'm just going
to keep on. Cecilia, not yet.
I'm waiting to see if Dr. Wright responds. Okay, as I was saying, what if when God talks with you, it's only at the time you are in need and you're asking him for something? That's sad, ain't it? It's the only time God will hear from you is when you're in need. Mm-hmm. Is that the only time he will hear from you is when you are in need. When you sit back and you say to the Lord, I need you. Are you making sure it's not just you need him when you think something's going on? You need him when you feel that you need him to step up for you right now? Is that the only time God can get you to share with him your heart? Have a conversation with him because now you're looking forward to God doing something for you or for a family member or a loved one, whatever the situation is. If we was to stop and give God time when we're being willing to be used by him, when we're being willing to be a witness for him, when we're being willing to minister to someone and tell them about the goodness of the Lord, is that the only time God hears from you? Is it? Is that the only time God can to hear from you? Is that the only time God knows he will hear from you? Is when you get put in a situation that you need to fall on your face and fall on your knees and go before him and ask him to heal you, deliver you, restore you, bring you out, rescue you? Is that the only time that God will say, okay, they in a situation now, so I'm going to hear from them? Is that the only time about calling on the name of the Lord is when you get in a situation? you didn't think about calling on them before things happened, so you would already have a relationship with them. You would already have some time in, you know. I'm going to say it like this, like the world says, you could have some good time in. See, what I found out in life is that God is always on time. And on time, God is always. So I'm just saying, I'm hoping that Blog Talk is working, because I don't know if anyone's on Blog Talk.
Hello, do you hear me? Do you hear me, Renee?
I can hear you a little bit.
Well, Blog Talk is working, and it's only you and I on the line.
Okay, well, let's keep it going. So, I want to read something to you all, because Dr. Wright is on the line. So I want to read something to you all. If you would turn with me to Psalms, the first chapter. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffers. Delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doeth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So like I was saying earlier, since God knows the way of the righteous that his word just told us, and the ungodly shall perish, what is it that we're doing that we want to treat God as what if? What if I only call on you when I need you? What if I only look for your deliverance, your healing powers, your redemption, your restoring is when I need you? But I don't take time out to get before you, before I need you, where I already have a relationship with you. We're at a time and place in our life, we're looking at the news. California got 20 inches of snow. Do you believe those people really thought they were going to get, not 20 inches, 12 feet of snow, I'm sorry, that's up to their doorways, that they power out. The people with the news reporters was interviewing people that says that it was a lady and her baby, they had no power and they was cold, but they got to them in time. You know, even the word of God said, pray that he don't come in the winter. Do you know that we could be caught in situations that we least expect? Like they're talking about a serious thunderstorm is going through Chicago later this night. Just the other day, last week, over the weekend, rather, it started raining. And I was listening to the newscast because the news had been on all day about this storm that was rolling in. And I said to my family, get away from the window. They said, because it's coming off the lakefront. And we live over by the lakefront. Come away from the window. And as I said that, I thought about when we were young kids, how our grandmothers and grandfathers and aunties and uncles and parents would tell us, turn the light out when it was thundering, because they believed that the lightning, then the thunder, would hit the house, where the lightning would hit the house because of the power surge that was going through, and they would tell us to get down low. And I thought about them sitting by the window when they said the storm was coming from the lakefront, and my house faces the lakefront, and I have a big front window. I said, what if the rain was to come in and the wind? I wasn't thinking about it, but it happened, that the hail began to come down. And when I heard the hail hitting on the house and hitting on the skylight and the roof and hitting on the vehicles outside, I was praying beforehand, but I said, Lord, don't let the storm break through my window. Don't let it come in the house. And see, once I made that prayer, I really had relaxed, because I trust that God would cover my house and my family. Now, what if we had had power outages or flood had came in, but the damage had came and it was storming so bad that it was like a blink of an eye. It only lasts for about 5 minutes or maybe a little more. It didn't seem to be that the storm had stayed long, damage had done. As we watched the news and saw how the tornadoes had hit down in different areas and snatched the roofs off of houses and destroyed houses and flipped this over and flipped that over, I said, God, I thank you, because some of that damage could have been done inland over here, brother. What if? See, a lot of times we don't want to acknowledge God until we need him. But I'm here to say to you tonight, stop waiting to need God before you have a conversation with him, before you set up a relationship with him, before you go and repent. Now, I'm not saying if you get in a situation, you can't. That may be the best time. But make sure what you're doing is for real. It's not a temporal thing. It's not a situation where until things straighten up, you know, I'm going over here and I'm going to get with the Lord and I'm going to talk with him and I'm going to set something up. No, make sure you say, okay, God, I hear you. I receive. I hear the message. I hear you calling. You're knocking on my door. You're poking in my heart. I hear you, Lord. I say, yes, God, forgive me. We got to get to the place that we have to understand that your word says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor sitteth in the way, standeth in the way of a sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of a scoundrel. You know, because, see, you could sit in the way of a sinner where you know people are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. People are saying things that they shouldn't be saying, but you sit there instead of standing up and saying, I ain't taking no part in that. That's not right. That's not what God says to do. That's not what God says to accept. That's not what God said to be a part of. I'm not going to be a part of this. I got to go. I put something on Facebook the other day that said, salt and sugar looks the same. Be careful of what you putting in your food or your drink. you don't want to put too much salt, you don't want to put too much sugar, you don't want to do things that you know you don't have to do because you're not for sure if it's salt or sugar. The word of God said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. But if you're putting too much salt in your food, 9 out of 10, it's going to cause you to have a headache, taste really salty, or cause your blood pressure to go up. But if you're putting too much sugar in your food, you could have a headache. It could cause your sugar to go up. What you have to understand is when God is doing something in your life, you must be able to stand and talk about what God said. Blessed is the man that walketh not. So if I'm not going to walk among you all playing like you agree with the word, playing like you are representative of the Lord, playing like you have been sent by God, I don't want to be over there, because see, I want you to know that I trust God fully, totally, and wholly. He said that he will give me the desires of my heart. He said he will pull my feet out of the miry clay. He said that he will restore me. He said he will rebuild me. God said that I have a choice. Choose ye this day. Stop playing like you only need God when you need him. We need God every day of our life. We need him to wake up in the morning. We need him while we sleep to keep the breath flowing through our body as well as the blood. We need to know that God is God. 24/7, every day of our life. And even when our life ends, God is still God. Because once it ends on this side of heaven, we then go back to him and have to be held accountable for what we did and did not do. See, I don't want to play like. I don't want to play like I didn't know. I don't want to play like it was a surprise. Well, God, see, I thought, I want to stand before the Father and say, you know what, Lord, I trust you. I live the best way I know how. The word says there's none perfect. I want to be able to say, Lord, have your way in my life every day. I want to be able to say, God, no matter what it sounds like, what it looked like, what I think I heard, God, I'm asking you to word my mouth, touch my heart, keep my mind stayed on you. God, I want to stay in your perfect will. God, help me to know that I know that I know that I can hear you. I'm going to pause and ask Apostle Electra if she have anything to say at this time.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So you were saying what? You were asking what? Because Dr. Wright still isn't on the phone.
I was asking you, did you have anything to say at this time?
I would just like to remind everyone, similar to what you were saying, when it comes to relationships and fellowships, we want to make sure that the lines of communication are continually open. It's nothing like being in a relationship and that person only talking to you when they need something or want something. So imagine an all-giving, all-loving, awesome God that if he only hears from you when your hand is out or you're asking him for something. And the word does say you have not because you ask not. But it also reminds us that God created us in his likeness and his image. And when he did that, it was so that he could spend time with his creation. And so spending time with the people you love, spending time with the God that you say you love, there will be an action on that end. And it shouldn't just be when you want something or need something. I was thinking about how there's so many people in relationships that the only time they talk to each other or spend time with each other is when they're fussing, they're fighting, they're doing something that is negative. And so some people only respond to negative stuff and some people only respond to positive stuff. And not saying that relationships have to be perfect, but I love that God perfects those things that concern him and we concern him. So therefore, if you're in a relationship with God and he's trying to perfect you, it doesn't mean you're always going to like what he's allowing. It doesn't mean you're always going to agree with what he's allowing. But just like in a relationship, in order for us to allow each other to grow, in order for us to allow each other to learn who we are, we have to be able to see the good, bad, and the ugly. And when you see it, you don't rehearse it, but you pray about it and you ask God, you know, how you can help that person. Because when you're called a helpmate, it's different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He didn't call you a hindermate.
Mm.
He didn't call you a something negative, but he called you a helpmate. And please, let's be one another's helpmates and not the hindermates, because we got a whole bunch of hindermates out there, and they're on your job, they're in your classroom, they're all over the place. And one thing you want to be able to say is that they can't say that I was messy, Bessie. They can't say that I was whatever. They can't say that I was petty. Give me, oh, I almost said it, so I ain't gonna say it. They can't say that you didn't make the minors the majors and the majors the minors. But what you want them to say is, boy, that girl will pray about anything. And that's what we used to always laugh about with our sister Sheila, because she would pray for the birds, the servicemen, the politicians, the church leaders. I mean, it wasn't anything or anybody she wouldn't pray for. And even if she had someone that worked with her that had ways, whether it was their food or whatever, she was going to pray for them. She was just praying for everyone. And it's often said it takes a village to raise a child. Well, I don't think that's enough. I think it takes a village to raise people in general. It's nothing like having neighbors and not knowing their names, or you've got to know your neighbor's name, and hopefully they're not all going to be Karens, and hopefully they're not all going to be people with the isms. But I don't know how many people heard it, but they recently was talking about some of the stuff that was in place to tried to put in place to keep Mr. Trump from running for office. But know this, it doesn't matter whether he runs for office. It doesn't matter whether he wins. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we accept what God allows. And remember, from Genesis to Revelations, Revelation talks about things that have to happen, the great fall away, the Antichrist, and all of that stuff. So if anything happens that you didn't agree with, it's that God allowed it, so you accept it. But first of all, don't be out there complaining about somebody making it into office or not making it into office, and you didn't get out there and beat your feet to go and vote. So vote. Too many women, too many minorities, too many people died so that we would have the right to vote. So get out there and vote. And if you say, well, I don't like either one of them, well, ask God. Well, we said you have not because you ask not. Ask God what's the best of the worst. Say if everything out there is horrible, ask God what does he want. And then do what he said. And ask God to circumcise your ears by spending time with him. Remember, fellowship and relationship, so that you will know what God wants you to do and who he wants you to vote for. And so whoever God tells me to vote for, that's who I'm going to vote for. I'm not into parties, because if you go back and check history, it was actually said that the worst thing America could do is be a country that sets up sides. We were actually warned about the political warfares and the things that would happen once we became parties. And so we're actually doing what they said historically would happen once we were broken out into Democrats, Republicans, and things of that sort. So God allowed it. I accept it. And do this thing for yourself on tonight. Spend time with God. And if you don't, ask God to give you an appetite to spend time with him. You know, you have cravings. You crave for ice cream. You crave for donuts. You crave for beans. You crave for this or that. Ask God to give you a craving for him. It ain't nothing like a craving. That's all I have, Minister.
Thank you so much for that. That is so true. Ask God to change your appetite, because once you change your appetite, we know, like Apostle was saying, you have a craving for ice cream or whatever it is you crave. You are not satisfied until you get just that what you want. And if you get a craving for God, you will crave him forevermore. You will not be satisfied till you get God. You know, his word says, if you drink of this water, you will thirst no more. And I'm just saying to you all, I look and I, as me and Apostle say, sometimes we see people on Facebook and other social medias, or we hear people in person. One minute they're worshiping and praising God, and next minute they're acting up. I can't even think of the word, just to say it. They're acting like they don't know God. They never knew God. They're cursing. They're acting up. They're doing all that. And it's like one minute you on fire, and the next minute you sound like you burnt up. When you love the Lord with your whole heart, you say, God, this is my request. God, I ask you to touch my heart, that I would accept what you allow. God, I put my request on the altar, but at the same time, what if he don't? What if he don't answer the prayer? What if he don't heal you? What if he don't bring it through? Look, use Job. Job did receive blessing in the end. But look what Job went through. And like Job said, and if he don't, I know he's able. If he take it all away, I know he's able. How many times have you lost something, or how many times have you wanted something and you didn't get it? You continued on. But if you set up a relationship with God, and God don't give you something you want, you don't get mad. You just say, okay, well, maybe this isn't the season for that. Or maybe God's blessing you not to have that. Because I gave a testimony several times. When I was younger, I really was into this young man, and I really wanted to be with him. I could see myself having his last name. I'm just, let's be honest. But guess what? God didn't give him to me. And I said, Lord, I really, oh, God, God, look, God, see, God, this. But God didn't answer that prayer. And now here it is down the road. I thank God for not answering that prayer, because that young man got over 40 kids. Now, I'm not joking. He got so many kids. Two of them could have, two to three of them could have a birthday on every day of the month, of a 31-day month, two a day. And I'm just saying, I thank God he didn't answer that prayer, because I didn't have to be one of them baby mamas or the one that he married dealing with them baby mamas. I'm just saying, that's my story. It's a true story, and I'm just telling you, sometimes God don't give us the things we ask for because it's a blessing. And what you don't do is get mad at God for not answering that. If it's a sickness, like I said, that may be the only time God gets you to sit down and talk to them and spend time with them. You know, it may be a reason God said, you know what? I'm going to use this situation to let them see, even all the way through, you worship me, you praise me, you stay with me, you serve me, you believe in me, you trust me. God said every man was given a measure of faith. God gave us life. But he didn't say every last one of us was going to live it the same way. Our fingerprints isn't the same. Our smiles isn't the same. Even if we was identical twins, triplets, quads, or whatever, everybody is different. We're not the same. So when you have a relationship with God, your ministry, your relationship is different. But it's all the same, because it's about building the kingdom of God. It's about living for the kingdom, giving people information about the kingdom, letting people see you are a vessel used by God, that when people see you, they should see God. As the word said, we're all epistles read. What are people reading about you? What are they saying? They got the Bible now. They need something from the Lord. Or they going to church now. They need something from the Lord. For example, I'm going to just give you this example. When I used to be in a motorcycle club, we could tell what clubs had a party coming up or an event, because then they always are starting to come out, because now they get need to, got to, have to, want to sell a ticket. Now they want to be seen. Now they want to go give support, because now they need support. That's in the natural. But see, in the spirit realm, you should already have a relationship with God. So when somebody see you, who knows, they may see, I'm so glad. They may say, I'm so glad to see you, because I need prayer. Would you pray with me? Would you pray for me? I just need to talk to somebody about something. I need to get to the Lord. I need to hear from the Lord. I don't know how. You never know what type of relationship you see or people see when they have you. Another thing I would like to say, you never know the part you play in somebody's life. You never know what you mean to somebody or bad. When somebody sees you coming, going, or just standing there, when somebody hears you, are they saying, there they go lying again? Or are they saying, oh, Yeah, they're telling you the truth. My sister said to me today, all she ever wants somebody to say about her is, and she just said a few minutes ago, she'll pray for anything. Every time you see her, she's saying what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. She's saying, well, you know, I trust God. God said, the word said. That's the life she wants to live. Now, I'm going to say to you, go to God and say, God, change my appetite. Change my appearance. Change the way people see me, the way they receive me, and the way they think about me. Because, see, we don't want to be like Psalms, the first chapter, the first verse. We want to be part of it, but we don't want to be what it says, most of it. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not counsel of the ungodly. We don't want to be ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of the sinners. We want to change our sinful ways. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. We don't want to be scornful people. We don't want to be people that always pointing, always talking about, always finding out something is being messy. We don't want to be messy. It said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doeth he meditate day and night. We want to meditate on God's word. We want to get it in our heart and just meditate it on it day and night. It's saying he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, or whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. We want to be like that tree standing there saying, I stand on God's word. I'm the fruit of God's word. I'm living a life that God had promised me that if I honor thy my mother and thy father, thy days shall be long on this green earth that the Lord has given me. I'm the fruit of that promise. Because with everything that happened, I'm still here. Everything that's been going on in my life, I'm still here. Out of all the illness and the sickness, I'm still here. I have prospered. I've been homeless. I've had to turn some things around because I lost it. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't get saved after I became homeless. I was saved before I became homeless. But see, what happened is when I became homeless and I was claiming the salvation of God, and I was living the life I wanted to say, God used my situation to let people see, this too shall pass. I will bring you out. Y'all ain't hearing me. The ungodly are not so, but I like the chaff which the wind driveth away. You ever see leaves on the ground and paper and garbage is on the ground and the wind just blowing? And sometimes it goes around in circles. Or go over here, go over there. Sometimes it'll fly on your face or fly on you. That's just, you don't want to be like that. You want to be steadfast in the word. You want to be solid in God. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Oh, no. Down here doing all of this and all of that, and you said, when I die, I'm going to heaven. I've never seen so many people put people in heaven. Like I read on the media, happy heavenly birthday, and you know that person didn't live no righteousness. I'm not saying now. Some people made it in. We're going to be surprised at who made it in. But when you know that person did no righteousness, that person was just trifling. Stop trying to put everybody in heaven, but you go ahead, but God knows who he's going to let in. It says, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So we're going to say we thank God for giving us the opportunity to know the way of the righteous. So we thank God for giving us the opportunity to walk in the way of the righteous. We thank God that he has allowed us to have the choice to choose the way of righteousness. Amen. I thank you all for joining in on tonight. I thank you all for listening in. I thank you all for being a part of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry on tonight. I thank you all for letting me stand in for Dr. Wright, who was not able to make it on the program tonight because of whatever reasons it was. But I thank God for being willing to be used as his messenger to talk about what if. That's the only time God will have time spend with you is if you are in dire need or in need of. I want to say Smile 3E has been an awesome ministry. Smile 3E is an awesome ministry. Smile 3E is an anointed ministry, and I thank God for it because it's Smile 3E, iron sharpening iron. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I thank you all for listening in live on Facebook. I thank you all for listening live on Blog Talk. This will be in our archives in a little while. You can tune in again afterwards on Blog Talk and hear the program over. You can play it on Facebook to hear it over. I thank God for everything that he's doing in my life, in my family life, in my extended family life. I thank God for the healing, the breakthrough, the deliverance. I thank God for changing the appetite of the people that are truly asking him to change their appetite. We will be back on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our Wisdom Wednesday service that God would have me to share with you all. So please tune in. I will be back here on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Standard Time with Friday night, a Blog Talk, as well as Facebook Live, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry. We will be back Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time with our very own Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, which will be bringing forth the word that God has put in her heart to share with us on the program Let's Talk through Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. We are so grateful that we have these days that God has allowed us to be able to minister to you all from our heart because we have his word in our heart and we just want to share God's word with you. If you need prayer, you would call Pastor Linda Handy's prayer line. The number is 605-313-4818, 605-313-4818. Her access code is Sister Carmen also has a prayer line. Her phone number is 605-313-4284, 605-313-4284. Her access line is 528-267, 528-267. And Reverend Pastor Festus Johnson, Jr. has a text line. You can text in your prayer request. You can text it in at 331-244-0079, 331-244-0079. And he's also on in the mornings on Thursdays on Facebook under the name Festus Johnson Jr., Reverend Festus Johnson Jr., with 15 Minutes with the Lord. So please tune in to those ministries. They are anointed and appointed by God, and just set up a relationship with God. stop walking, living, and believing in the what if. So I just want to pray, God, we thank you for your healing power. God, we thank you for your deliverance. God, we thank you for your ears that you have given us, the years you have given us, oh God. We thank you for giving us ears to hear your word, God. Let your word be heard and ring in our ears through the night, God, as we sleep. God, we ask you to give us rest and peace while we sleep, God. Whatever the diagnosis was, whatever the prognosis was, God, whatever the judge say, whatever the lawyers say, whatever the teachers say, whatever the doctors say, God, we say what you say. God, you have the king heart in your hand. You can change anything and everything that you want, God. God, but most of all, we ask you to change our heart, to accept what you allow. God, to put something down in us that wants to know you for real, on purpose. We won't use you as a temporary state. God, we just ask you to cover our homes, cover our loved ones as they're traveling to and fro, as they're going in and out, out and in. God, bring them home safely. Take them where they're going safely, God. Those that are waiting on answer from you, oh God. We ask you to answer their prayers, oh Lord. Answer their requests. God, for we wait on you all the days of our life. We trust you, oh God. We trust you, oh Lord. Mend the brokenhearted. Fuse mine. God, restore, rebuild. God, do what you do, and only you can do it. We trust in you, God, and we thank you for another day. In Jesus' name, amen. So I just want to say good night, everyone. I love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen. Good night.